a working rest period.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this Tuesday morning. He is supposed to be on vacation this week, but that's not stopping President Obama from announcing in a little more than an hour the reappointment of Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. That caps months of speculation and rumors about Bernanke's future. More on the decision from Marketplace's Steve Henn.
Bernanke is a known quantity, and this is one less thing for the markets to be nervous about. Peter Hahn's a former Citibank exec and teaches finance at the John Cass Business School in London. He says today's announcement will put an end to what was shaping up to be a distracting debate.
In Europe, we tend to make these changes pretty much by fiat. They're done deals. But in America, any change would involve a massive amount of discussion and trying to influence future policy.
And that, Hahn says, could have easily upset the markets.
So if the point is trying to not lose sight of where we're going, it would probably be disastrous to change the person.
Bernanke's first term is scheduled to end in 5 months. Hahn says his early reappointment is likely to reassure investors worried about political pressure on the Fed and future U.S. inflation. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
By the way, we're going to hear from the White House and Congress today with their separate budget estimates. The reports are likely to show a deficit of somewhere around $1.6 trillion this year. Not so much stock excitement at world markets today. European shares are lower right now. Asian shares closed down today. The market in Shanghai lost 2.5%. Not much movement on Wall Street yesterday. The S&P and NASDAQ lost a little ground. The Dow closed slightly higher. Up 3 points, 95.09. It's a more than $250 million jackpot. And yes, there are a lot of people buying up a lot of tickets to the 12-state Mega Millions lottery game. Maybe you think lotteries fare better than other spending during tough economic times. And some research backs that up. But Jill Barshay reports there aren't, or lotteries, I should say, aren't as recession-proof as they used to be.
And then this is a big number right now, you know.
Tony Cash owns a restaurant in New York. He's barely surviving in this economy, but he's still plunked down $10 on lottery tickets.
So if we hit this number, you know, it's like a retirement for the whole family.
Lottery ticket sales are down 3% in the first half of this year nationally. That's according to the Rockefeller Institute of Government. But states are hoping that huge jackpots like the Mega Millions will generate lots of revenue. Gordon Medenica is the director of the New York Lottery. He says people used to think that lotteries do well no matter what. But this recession shows that lotteries are vulnerable to consumer sentiment.
I wouldn't say it's recession-proof, no, because I think at the real darkness of it, again, the first quarter this year was one of the, certainly one of the worst quarters that we've had in years.
But Medenica says lotteries are doing much better than most sectors of the economy. With gas prices lower than last summer, he says, people have more to spend on the lotto. And New York's lottery is already starting to recover. In New York, I'm Jill Barshay for Marketplace.
Maybe you've seen those commercials for moneylender Cash Call featuring actor Gary Coleman.
I love you, Cash Call. Cash wired right into my account. No one else would lend me money, not even my relatives. Cash Call, you're awesome.
Yesterday, the company settled allegations those ads were deceptive and that it used loan shark tactics to collect debt. According to a complaint filed by the Office of the Attorney General of California, Cash Call used illegal tactics to recover that debt, such as apparently making verbally abusive phone calls. State prosecutors also claim the company had interest rates as high as 139%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
Yeah, in these tough economic times, it's tough to get a good return on an investment, but there's one area where the more you put in, the bigger the payoff. Not in dollars and cents, though. Instead, it turns out money really can buy you love, or at least a date. Sally Herships has more.
Jan Landy is 58. He sells professional sound and lighting equipment in Las Vegas. He's what you might call a connoisseur of online dating sites. He says he's tried them all, from eHarmony to The Onion. His current favorite is MillionaireMatch.com. He says the site lets big earners like him certify their incomes. Landy had to send in a copy of his tax return.
Because what happens is when you're on Millionaire Match, you actually think you're going to meet a millionaire.
And are you?
Well, some people are millionaires. I happen to be a certified millionaire, and that really helps in casting the net.
For the younger, attractive women Landy was hoping to meet. But actually, Landy's onto something. According to Ray Fisman, he's a behavioral economist at Columbia Business School. He used to run a speed dating service.
Yes, if you want to put it very coarsely, and maybe you shouldn't put this on there, the gold digger stereotype holds true.
Fisman has studied daters. He says if a man's earning capacity goes up by about a quarter million, it can have the same effect as the ultimate makeover, turning him from extremely unattractive to extremely, well, hot. But sorry, single ladies, the reverse isn't true.
There's basically no sum of money that will make an unattractive woman desirable on these sites.
Fisman says online, looks are the main currency for women. But for men like Landy, answering queries about your bank balance can help you get a date. But even though science says money is a surefire online aphrodisiac, there's still one problem. How do you know if online daters are being honest? Landy says take his new girlfriend. She drives a Lexus.
What's the story on the car? Is it leased? I have no idea. What am I going to do, go through a glove compartment and look at a registration? It ain't going
to
happen.
And Fisman says, even when sites seem to have nailed the right questions to ask, it's still hard to know if they're successful at matching.
Very often we don't observe these outcomes, and in fact, in many cases, the companies themselves don't observe these outcomes.
Who knows, Fisman says, what will happen with a relationship 40 years from now? Landy just canceled his membership on Millionaire Match. He's going to see how things go with his current girlfriend, the one with the nice car. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
We'd love to hear from you. Share your story with us at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.